The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of May, 2019. All that best technology news that happened over the weekend, we're going to get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. All right, starting off with vulnerabilities today, especially with all of our Linksys users out there. Yep, looks to be about 33 models of certain Linksys Wi-Fi routers are actually sharing some data you probably don't want it to. Now, of these models, this includes the MacStream and the VLOP. They're actually exposing entire device connection histories. This includes MAC addresses, device names, even the OS versions. And on top of that, for all you security-conscious folk out there, they're actually sharing whether or not their default passwords have changed. Now, these vulnerabilities were actually found by a security researcher by the name of Troy Mersch. At least that's how I think he said his last name anyways. However, though, according to the folks over at Linksys, who actually posted on this security advisory, they've said they've not been able to reproduce the vulnerabilities. And they're suggesting that maybe these routers that were so-called vulnerable maybe were using outdated firmware or had their firewalls turned off. Regardless, if you got one of these Linksys routers, you might want to just go in, do a little poking around, make sure you're up to date on everything. You'd probably be fine. But you can never be too cautious. Hey, here's some positive news for at least some Spotify users. It's not going to be everybody. But Spotify's dipping their toes once again in the hardware market. And they're doing this by sending out at least a small selection of Spotify premium users, and this is just in the U.S. for now anyways, calling this a car thing. Yeah, that's what it's called, a car thing. What the car thing is a voice-controlled music and podcast device. And apparently, if you got one of those cigarette lighters still in your car, it plugs right into there. And get this, it's already automatically connected to your account. I don't know if that's cool or scary. In any case, it allows you to play back your playlists and even make hello Spotify requests via your voice. And if you think it's going to stop at a car thing, hell no. We got a car thing, a home thing, and even a voice thing coming, at least according to Spotify. Though they did not say if they have current plans to make this specific device available for all consumers. Yeah, I think they're just testing the waters to see how people react to the thing. As for now, it's invitation only. Spotify will contact you if they feel that you're worthy of the car thing. And finally, yeah, a lot of people sick and tired of Windows telling them, get over to Windows 10. We don't care if you're on 7. We're not going to support you anymore. We don't care about your feelings. Just get over to 10 and shut up. Well, South Korea is telling Windows to shut up now. Now, we all know Windows 7 support will officially completely end in January of next year. And in Korea, there's a lot of businesses out there saying, hey, this is going to be a big problem, particularly for the South Korean government. So what have they decided? Well, I guess they're going to save taxpayers some money over there because they're saying, out with Windows and in with Linux. The Korean government, that is in South Korea, by the way, not North Korea. We don't know what the hell they're using there. Windows, probably. They will switch from Windows 7 to a Linux-based operating system. Though they didn't say which one. I'm guessing probably maybe Ubuntu, but who knows. Now, they said they're going to test Linux extensively before switching, just to make sure they can get on with everything. Any bets the first program they'll be downloading is Wine? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Yep, our official website. That's where you catch our podcasts, our blog reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out for yourself today. Check out our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community at our BTN Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Monday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.